Park City had a problem on its hands. The Kimball Arts Festival has always been on the first weekend in August. But in 2016, the final stage of the Tour of Utah was coming through town at the same time. The Arts Fest agreed to move back a week to let the bike race come through. A few months later, the Kimball Arts Center signed a 5-year contract with the city, which solidified the first weekend in August as the Arts Fest domain on the city calendar. According to Park City Council member Andy Bierman, when the city struck that deal, they didn't know it would be at the cost of the tour.
We thought last year was an anomaly, so we were really disappointed when we learned that there was going to be a conflict again this year.
That conflict, according to Bob Kohler, who is the vice president of special events for the Park City Chamber of Commerce, wasn't the fault of the city or the tour, which he says is subject to the international cycling schedule.
We've been working diligently for the last 6 months to try to find an alternative venue, course, date to host a stage. And despite efforts on both sides, we weren't able to find one.
Heber Valley will host the beginning of stage 6 of the tour, which will be Saturday, August 5th. Ryan Starks is the executive director of the Heber Valley Chamber of Commerce. He says he's excited to see the tour come back for a second time since 2013.
Well, it means a lot. What it does economically, it just provides great exposure. On an international scale, we have people zooming into Heber City, Utah, Midway, Utah, and it brings a lot of excitement.
And those visitors mean money to a community. Jen Anders, the executive director of the Tour of Utah, says the race brings a total of $23 million to Utah. And Kohler says he thinks the final days at Snowbird and Park City are the venues that cash in.
A specific figure, it's probably difficult for me to put a number on it until we get that impact report, but it's in the millions.
But the tour does come at a cost. According to a Park City staff report, the event carried a $108,000 price tag last year. However, Stark says the Heber Valley Organizing Committee estimates their costs will only be about $10,000. That's due to Soldier Hollow being the start of Stage 6, not the finish. Plus, the Utah Highway Patrol will pick up the cost of monitoring state roads.
Compared to, I think, other areas and kind of what they require, we were very clear that we had a limited budget, and if we wanted to make this work, that they would have to pick up some of those costs, and they were willing to do that.
And Stark says that's a small price to pay for the value he sees the Heber Valley getting in return.
It really just kind of puts us on the map as a destination for major events. And part of who we want to become as the Heber Valley is a destination for quality events. So we're not worried about quantity per se. We really just kind of want to attract that very quality event, and we feel that Tour of Utah does that for us.
And when it comes to quantity of events, Park City's struggling right now with how much is too much. However, Bierman says the Tour of Utah was not a victim of event fatigue.
They're definitely a valued event. We've had conversations, are there too many events and should we cut some? None of that was a factor here. We were very much trying to work with bringing them back, but it was simply a scheduling issue.
The Tour of Utah is July 31st through August 6th this year. It will start in Logan and end in Salt Lake City. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.